This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 345 for Monday, April 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Monday morning, trading to both sides of unchanged in choppy activity. Canola up $1.70 in the July contract at $1,140.50 per ton. New crop November down 20 cents at $1,010.90. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did account for some spillover selling pressure in the Canadian oilseed. Chart-based speculative profit-taking also weighed on prices as canola futures did back away from the highs hit last week. However, the tight old crop supply situation does remain supportive. Early weakness in the Canadian dollar, down about a quarter cent now, also underpinned the futures. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while wheat and corn futures are higher. Soybeans posting double-digit losses, down 20 cents in the July contract at $16.47 per bushel. Losses in crude oil weighed on the world oilseed markets in general. Speculative profit-taking after Friday's gains added to the weakness in beans, especially as the latest monthly supply-demand data was neutral to bearish. A lack of fresh export news also pressured values, although talk that China may be in the market for more U.S. beans was somewhat supportive. Corn, it is stronger, up 5 cents in the July contract at $7.66 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of just over a million tons of U.S. corn to China, with two-thirds to be delivered during the current marketing year. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine and likelihood of a significant reduction in corn exports from the region this year remained supportive. Wheat is also being underpinned by the lack of grain exports from the Black Sea region. Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up 22 cents in the July contract at $11.49 per bushel. Kansas City up 44 cents in July at $11.54 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 37 cents in July at $10.95 per bushel. In addition to the situation in Ukraine, concerns over the state of the U.S. winter wheat crop were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.